This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Joe Biden inspected a busy port of entry along the U.S.-Mexico border on Sunday, and the governor of Texas handed him an envelope. What was inside the envelope? We're going to tell you what it was all about. In the meantime, in California, boy, oh boy, it is a nightmare what's been happening in California with all of the rain and wind and insanity that's been caused by the bomb cyclone, batten the hatches, because it's not over yet. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but terrible weather is still predicted to last off and on throughout the beginning of the week, and hopefully more people will be spared the loss of, certainly the loss of life we don't want to see, but whatever belongings it is and their electricity, because too many people lost electricity. That California storm has already left over 500,000 plus homes without power. And then the prediction that the next wave is going to be worse. Yikes. Santa Cruz is terrible. A beautiful, beautiful area in Northern California. But what's happened with that atmospheric river that unleashed this crazy high-speed winds and contributed to all those people losing power, that has not gone away. And the same thing in Sacramento County. Right near the Sacramento International Airport, they clocked a gust, a couple of gusts at about 70 miles an hour. So we already had the state of emergency declared by the governor there, hoping to get FEMA assistance that will help, because that's what happens. You get FEMA people on the ground, and then they start the work of processing and finding out what's going on with people and their homes, etc. But the damage assessment has to be, I would think, based on some of what I've seen, pretty nasty. I mean, lots of falling trees and lots of problems with the power in homes and different things that have happened to homes and that kind of stuff. And, you know, luckily there were some swift water rescues. There were people that were trapped in cars, you know, just if you could think it up, what happens with the wind, and we all know, then you know exactly what I'm talking about. So let's hope that this next bout isn't as nasty as is being described. And, of course, the big, 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 big news is the 118th Congress will get underway on Monday. Woohoo! Because there is a new Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy. Can we have some applause for that? Yes, it was messy. It was nasty. It took 15 ballots of voting until it finally happened. But even Congressman Matt Gaetz from Florida said, you know, I ran out of things to ask for because people were asking for Kevin McCarthy. Will you concede to this? Will you concede to that? What can you, you know, what can you give us back? That whole kind of thing. And it might have been messy and nasty, but it may bring the GOP together. I mean, that might be the upside of this. And then, of course, we move forward with Congress. And so what does that mean? There are a whole slate of serious, serious issues, including what's going on at the border. And I mentioned that President Biden was there for his first visit, his first trip to the area after 2 years in office. So the Texas governor said that this visit 2 years later is 20 times that times 10 is $20 billion too late. And he handed him an envelope, a letter, hand-delivered him a letter, and he said in the letter, This chaos is the direct result of your failure to enforce the immigration laws that Congress enacted. Your open border policies have emboldened the cartels, who grow wealthy by trafficking deadly fentanyl and even human beings. Abbott called Biden to secure the border by taking five actions. He said detain and deport illegal aliens, retain the remain in Mexico policy and Title 42, which is happening now, prosecute illegal entry and allow Immigration and Customs Enforcement to remove migrants, resume construction of the border wall, and designate Mexican drug cartels as foreign terrorist organization. Abbott has $4 billion in funding for the Texas border security. Remember, he launched Operation Lone Star, where he deployed thousands of Texas National Guard soldiers and the Texas Department of Public Safety troopers to help return people to Mexico. So that's, you know, the letter talks about that to him, saying, you messed up. You screwed up in this whole thing, and we need action now. It couldn't be more contentious what's going on at the border. And I've talked about this before, that, I mean, this is ridiculous. We've had laws on the book for a very, very long time, and it is just over the top. I mean, we know that. It's at that point where you've got this influx, and then it's this cat and mouse game that keeps on going, and there's no end in sight, and nobody wants to directly address it, right? Everybody wants to talk about it, but nobody wants to directly address it. And the fentanyl problem is definitely out of control, and there is a huge problem with it. It looks like candy. Young kids are getting it, and when I say young, I mean young, and that's a problem. And the problem is they think they're eating candy, and that has led to almost near deaths. And I shudder to think what else could happen. But any way you slice that, anything that to do with the cartel and anything in stopping them in who they're infiltrating, what areas they're infiltrating, is in my book is a win. Anything to stop them. Period. Stop them. That's the name of the game. All right, the other name of the game, speaking of games, was all about just days after his stunning on-field heart attack, cardiac arrest, Buffalo Bills safety Damar Hamlin said on Instagram he was thankful for the outpouring of love he's received and asked for continued prayers for a long road ahead. Number three, people are wearing three. He set up a charity way before he was sick to help kids in the neighborhood where he grew up, and that is now swollen to $8 million. The good news is he's breathing on his own. He's speaking to family and doctors and teammates, and the Bills won their game against the New England Patriots. They move on as the number two seed, and they just played their hearts out, so to speak. And Hamlin, I mean, he had to be sedated. He was placed on a ventilator after his collapse. Then he started to come awake later in the week, and he was able to have his breathing tube removed before Friday morning, which is great. The 24-year-old, and he's right, he has a long, long road ahead. Other things happen in the world of sports, like the playoffs are set. Talking about it next in the Man Cave.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
Whoa, man cave, and boy, there's a lot to talk about. I have the NFL schedule for you, woohoo, for all of you football fans. So this is what it looks like. I'm just going to go through the brackets and the times and all of that, AFC and NFC postseason. By the way, we're going to do a nail the score for the postseason. We're going to do it on Tuesday. So Tuesday, first hour, last segment. Tuesday, first hour, last segment. All right, here's... Now, after everything that happened on Sunday, after a wild season, here is how this goes. There's some rematches. There's some interesting things that are happening in the Super Wild Card weekend. So on Saturday, the Seahawks, who snagged the number 7 seed, thanks to the Lions beating the Green Bay Packers and knocking them out of the playoffs 2016, Aaron Rodgers with a costly interception. In fact, a couple of them, but one at the end that was the end of it. So Seahawks at the 49ers, that's 4:30 Eastern kick. Chargers the 5 seed at the 4 seed, Jacksonville, that's the night game on Saturday on NBC, 8:15 Eastern. On Sunday, we've got 3 games, 7 seed Dolphins and number 2 seed Bills. Bills coming, of course, out of the AFC. 1 o'clock Eastern kick, that's on CBS. 6 Giants, 6 seed, 3 Vikings, at 3 Vikings, on Sunday at 4:30 Eastern on Fox. The 6 seed Ravens at the 3 seed Bengals, 8:15 Eastern on NBC, and then Monday night at 8:15 Eastern on ESPN, ABC, the Cowboys, who are the 5th seed, are at the Buccaneers. At the 4th seed, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They played a terrible, terrible final game and lost it. But Jerry Jones, the longtime owner of the Cowboys, says this is good. I mean, this is motivation. This is, you know, moving forward, whatever. And then, of course, you move on from there. There's the divisional round. But I just wanted to set the stage for this upcoming weekend and then talk a little bit about what happened in these games that led to what we're seeing with the playoff picture. So the Bengals took care of the Ravens 27-16. This was in Cincinnati. And, of course, Cincinnati ended up 12-4. They didn't do the one game, as you all know. And it was just Joe doing Joe. Joe Burrow was, once again, terrific. He threw a touchdown, and Joe Mixon ran for another. I was watching this. The Bengals took advantage of four Raven turnovers. I mean, that, you know, coaches talk about that all the time, all the years covering football. I heard that so many times. It's so true. And they took advantage. Panthers beat who dat? My Saints. Saints finished the season 7-10. Panthers 7-10. So again, 10-7. It'll be an interesting re-rack off season to see what happens with the Saints. Steve Wilks probably has coached his last game for the Panthers, and who knows if that's going to happen or not. The Saints will have an interesting off season, I think, too, as well. They started off with a 7-0 lead, and I thought things were going to look good for them in that, but it didn't. And this was a game that wasn't going to have an effect for the two of them anyway on the playoffs. The Steelers beat the Browns 28-14. So interesting, because the Steelers spent the second half of the season really kind of digging out of a hole, and they couldn't overcome, you know. They wanted to carry the momentum they've built over the last couple of months, though, into next week's wild card. Instead, they're cleaning out the lockers. I mean, that's it, right? You think of Mike Tomlin. He's coached 258 regular season games with the Steelers. Wow. And that's it, though. They're done. So they needed to sneak into the postseason. That was going to happen. So there you go. And it's move-on time for both of those teams. It's to clean out the lockers. The Colts and the Texans. The Texans like this role. They've had a terrible, horrible year of playing spoiler. So they beat the Colts. I mean, the Colts weren't going anywhere. But they beat the Colts and won 32-31 of two teams that had miserable, miserable seasons. But there's going to be some re-racking happening, I think, with players, etc. And, you know, Houston coach Lovie Smith kept insisting his team would play for the win on Sunday, and they played for the win because they pulled it out again. The Vikings finish the season 13-4, 29-13 win over the Bears. The Bears, for the first time in forever since the 40s, have the first pick in the draft. It was such a lame season for them. 3-14 is where the Bears finished off. And the Vikings wanted to feel good heading into the playoffs after being, you know, after a blowout loss. So Kirk Cousins threw for 225 yards and a touchdown in the first half, and then just watched the rest of the way. And this was a good game for them. It was slow starts and coming back. And that's, excuse me, been part of the story for the Vikings. The Bills, you know the story of the Bills I mentioned where they were seated. They beat the Patriots 35-23. Josh Allen so emotional after the game because of everything that's happened with DeMar Hamlin, but he threw for 254 yards, 3 TDs. How about the Dolphins in the playoffs? They beat the Jets 11-6. Talk about a low-scoring game, 11-6 in front of the home crowd. And this was just a really weird game. I was watching just bits and pieces of it, and it happened. I mean, it's kind of, it comes down to a 50-yard kick, and it's just been that kind of season for the Dolphins. So they are there. Who knows if Tua is actually going to play in this first one in the playoffs, this first game in the playoffs, because of concussion protocol. So he's still in concussion protocol after that second concussion of the season on Christmas, but we don't know. That's the answer to that question. But that huge, huge, huge for the Dolphins to get here with their first year coach. And again, the kind of weird season that they had, it's just been strange throughout the NFL. The Falcons just crushed the Buccaneers 30-17. The Buccaneers with their 8-9 record are in the playoffs. They play, as I mentioned, Monday night against the Dallas Cowboys. How about the 49ers beating the Cardinals? What a weird year for Arizona, too. I thought Arizona was going to have a much better season. Don't worry for all my Arizona listeners out there who are Cards fans. I think it's going to get better for them. 38, not this year, though. 38-13 was the final score there. Boy, they're getting it done with this kid, Purdy, Mr. Irrelevant. Just a rookie at quarterback who stepped in for Jimmy Garoppolo, who was injured. So they move on to the playoffs. The Commanders smashed the Cowboys. Lame game for Dak Prescott. He looked terrible, sacked a bunch, just awful. 26-6 was the final score in that one. The Broncos had a rough year. 31-28, they beat the Chargers, though. And Russell Wilson will try to make it a better year next year in this loss. There were such high hopes for him at quarterback, and maybe they'll still be realized. In overtime, the Seahawks needed just a kick this time to go in, and they got it. They beat the Rams 19-16, and then they got help from Green Bay. Losing, of course, the Lions helped them. 20-16 was that final score that I mentioned before. The Eagles held on for the win over the Giants 22-16. Significant for them because they get the bye and that home field advantage. And Jalen Hurts had hurt his shoulder, but he came and played in the game and threw a very, very conservative play, but threw for 229 yards. And the Eagles clinched that number one seed in the NFC with that win over the Giants. He said it was really tough to be out. He was pushing himself to be available. It was not an easy thing to do. So there you go. They all roll on, those Philadelphia Eagles. We'll see how they can do in the playoffs. And it's a week off for them and a week for his shoulder to heal. KC has a week off, too, because they got that other number one seed. Hang with us.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The House will take up debate on new rules today after electing a new speaker. Republican leader Kevin McCarthy finally gained enough support from his own party to become speaker early Saturday. It took 15 ballots for him to do so. The final vote was 216 votes for McCarthy, 212 votes for Democratic House Leader Hakeem Jeffries, and six representatives voting present. McCarthy won the gavel at a cost, having made concessions to a group of hardline conservatives that weaken his power as speaker.
The Chicago Bears are securing the top pick in the 2023 NFL Draft. After Sunday's loss to the Vikings, the team finished the regular season with a league-worst record at 3-14. It's the first time since 1947 that the Bears have the first pick. The Houston Texans, who came back to beat the Indianapolis Colts in Week 18, are set to pick second. The NFL Draft opens April 27th in Kansas City. This is Julio Flores, USA News.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
London joins us. Her book is called Mystery of Stereotypes, A Guide to Self-Understanding and Empathy. Thank you so much, Dr. London, for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Let's talk about stereotypes. What drove you to write this book?
Well, it was a eureka moment for me. I had lived in the United States for about 4 years and had quite gotten used to and was utterly spoiled by the specific appurtenance of hot and cold water, which I could blend to my desired temperature for showers and baths. What a guilty pleasure. And then I returned to my country of birth, which is Guyana, for a visit. When I stepped into the shower, I shrieked and realized that the water was cold. Yes, it was the same temperature it had always been throughout my years of growing up, but my altered recent experience in the United States had pampered me and changed my perception of what should be commonplace. And it was in that moment that I understood why the missionaries from the United States who visited our home from time to time, my dad having been a pastor, those missionaries, I thought, only liked to rely on cosmetics. So from my enlightened perspective, then, I understood that my misconception of them was a product of my lack of exposure. Stereotypes generally say more about us than they do about the people who are being stereotyped. And it was the aftermath of this revelation, this insight, this flash, this profound realization, compounded with my heightened alertness as I began to travel to various countries and to observe how different people respond to situations or interact with others, or make assumptions or use varying tones during discussions. It was after all of these observations and focused alertness that I embarked upon the nature of stereotypes, hence the genesis of this book.
So let's talk about the book. And as you say, you really named it well, Mystery of Stereotypes, A Guide to Self-Understanding and Empathy. So what will we learn in your book?
Well, really, the book comes out at an auspicious moment when our society is fraught with disaster and strife. It crafts the tool whereby we can understand the origins, mechanisms, and functions of stereotypes. It explains how stereotypes are formed, and that in reality, they start off with noble intentions for our survival and safety. And then they devolve into complex social issues. It explains why we need stereotypes, and it examines the important roles of culture, philosophy, and our entire Welt and Schauung as a whole in interpreting everything around us and how they affect and influence the choices we make and our perceptions regarding food or physical appearance or colorism, racism, whether it be intraracial or interracial, gender roles, work, school, relationships, ageism, intelligence. Stereotypes are foregone conclusions. They pigeonhole people. They label. They profile. They categorize. They box in people. They are pervasive. They are endemic. They are ubiquitous. And that's why this book equips us with requisite strategies to help alleviate our feelings of guilt and its attendant shame, of blaming, scapegoating. And these problematic shards or splinters of stereotyping fall away as we shift to a place of accountability. And we can feel like, you know what? I can do something about this. And so the book opens our eyes to this enlightenment.
Wow. And for you, I mean, you've traveled extensively. You've seen it. You mentioned it where you had that eureka moment when you knew you had to do this book. What do you hope people take away from reading your book? And I think you're saying it.
Thank you. Well, we all contribute in subtle, conscious and unconscious ways to the dilemmas, the atrocities, the discomfort, marginalizations, microaggressions, brutality, barbarity, inhumanity, injustice. And all of these are created by stereotypes. We subscribe to beliefs and practices in our everyday lives because eventually the stereotypes to which we subscribe, we cannot say this too much, say more about us than they do about the people to whom they are targeted. But we need not hang our heads in shame. The book heightens our awareness as we look in the mirror to work on ourselves, to challenge ourselves, to introspect, to self-examine, to sentinel ourselves and our actions, to reflect, and then to begin to improve our daily interactions as individuals and as a society, to enhance our worldview and to become more vigilant as we use this roadmap towards heightened awareness and awakening, to dig deeper within ourselves in order to live more nobly, more honestly, more peaceably, so that we can contribute to a more harmonious world.
Wow, wouldn't that be wonderful? What a great goal for this book. One of the things that you talk about in the book is you talk about the inherent dangers of stereotype formation, and that's part of, as you mentioned, where we are. That's part of the problem that we see day in and day out, right?
Yes, that's correct. Yes,
and
there are dangers in that as we form them because they are so quickly made. We make quick observations, and in that speedy making of these stereotypes, dangers are lurking everywhere.
That's right, because the instant judgment in not really knowing a person. So what happens? You say this book examines how stereotypes barge their way into our consciousness and affect our interactions in society. And you talk about that this book communicates some observations you've made about life, and it challenges people to dig deeper within ourselves to live more nobly, more honestly, and look at the dynamics, of course, of stereotypes. Once you put this book together and put it out there, how did that feel to you? Which, by the way, you can get it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. How did that feel
to you? You know what? I feel unburdened because I feel like finally it's out, because this book has been in the making for actually several years, you know? And I'm glad that it's finally out. And I'm happy that people can access it. And I honestly hope that everybody will just get a copy, because this is something for all of us. It is not just for one person, and nobody needs to feel guilty about anything, because we're equally involved, all of us.
I like that. We're equally involved. And, you know, again, how you started, Mystery of Stereotypes, A Guide to Self-Understanding and Empathy. And empathy now more than ever, don't you think that is so vital?
It is so vital today. You know, we need to push guilt away and just pull empathy in. Pull in empathy, because, you know, it is understanding ourselves. When we love ourselves and we understand ourselves, we will understand all the people all the more. So it starts with us. It's a personal journey, actually, for each of us. And nobody has arrived there as yet.
Yeah, and I like, too, what you do in the book where you include well-known stereotypes, right? And one of them you put in there, well, I just laughed out loud, women can't parallel park as well as men.
Well, you know, well, stereotypes do not arise, are not born in a vacuum. You know, we observe things, and I may know some people even who do not parallel park who happens to be women, possibly myself, who knows.
I like that, possibly myself. And then for all my British friends listening, you say British, and this is another stereotype, British people are incredibly polite, reserved, and well-mannered.
Right.
Oh, I know some that would break that mold.
Oh, yes. Again, you know. So that's just what's so wrong about this whole thing. You know, we make quick judgments. And yes, some people are polite. And yes, some women cannot parallel park. But does that mean all of them? No. And that's where we have to make allowances for individuality, which is what we don't do when we stereotype.
Yes, absolutely. What a delight to have you on again, Dr. London, Mystery of Stereotypes, A Guide to Self-Understanding and Empathy. Thank you so much. Pick up the book. It's a game changer. Thanks.
Thank you, Kate. Thank you for having me.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. Drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The name of the book is Too Early, Too Late, Now What? We have the author David Hawk with us. David, thanks for bumping on with us.
Yep, that is the author, and that's the title. There's two versions of it. I think you're talking about the second one with a better cover.
There you go. So tell us about it.
Well, it's a reprint of a book written back in 1979 at the end of a two-year research project I did, international project with 20 major companies and 6 governments involved, and done while I was based at the Stockholm School of Economics in Sweden. And so I did this project during 2 years on environmental deterioration and what to do about it. And we concluded at the end that we were approaching climate change far worse than where we started the project. And so we wrote this book at the end, which became my dissertation for my PhD at the Wharton School of Business, and took them almost a year to review it because it was extremely controversial. Most people had never heard of the idea of climate change. And the dean came out strongly against it, did his best to make sure I couldn't graduate, but he failed. The president overrode him. And then students rebelled against the dean, and they published the thesis. I didn't. So they became the publishers of this book in 79. And then it sort of laid there for 40 years, and most people didn't care much about climate change 40 years later. And so it meant something to the companies involved. You know, in fact, Exxon at the time, Exxon CEO was involved in the project, so was Texaco's, and they were very much behind the work. and they were strong supporters and helped very, very much. But they both got replaced by their boards with, shall we call them, Texas oil men, which changed the companies and got rid of the idea of climate change. Anyway, 40 years later, I had this republished with Arthur House as Too Early, Too Late, Now What? That was because the University of Princeton came back to me and wanted to do the republishing. That was because back in 79, Princeton president quite liked the dissertation, particularly since the dean of the Wharton School didn't like it. I think they were enemies or something. And he you know, was deceased when an editor came back to me and wanted to republish it under Princeton Press. And I said, fine. And I sent him the document. And then I gave him this title, Too Early, Too Late, Now What? And he was very upset with the title, upset with the cover, upset with me, as most people are, I guess. He wanted me to send him a new cover with a clear title, not this ambiguity of Too Early, Too Late. He hated that. So I put together a new cover and a new title and sent it to him. And he called me back and said, based on this, he would never talk to me again.
Wow.
He could never have it. And the new title I sent him with, shall we say, clarity was, humans are f***ed. And he somehow didn't think Princeton Press should publish a book with such a title. And so he, shall we say, moved on. A few weeks later, an editor from Arthur House contacted me and said, we'd love to publish that book, which a Princeton editor was talking about over lunch and hated, and we'd like to publish it. But could we publish it with the ambiguous title, not the clear title?
Right. So you went back to that.
So I gave them the Too Early, Too Late, Now When, they published it.
So here's the thing. Let me stop you there, because we want to tell people that are listening, they want to know what's in the book. We know that you went through this horrible time of getting it out there, but you did this incredible research at a really esteemed university, and now here it is, and it is the document's easy to understand and very clear. So what are some of the things that you, in your research, what are some of the nuggets that are in the book?
Well, I worked closely with these companies, and what we were studying was regulation and also studying the generation of pollution in refineries and factories. And we found such things as those out in the refinery and on the edge had a better idea of what to do than those did in headquarters, which was startling at the time, because we thought the engineers in headquarters were smarter, and they weren't. The people out working in the factories tended to be smarter, and that was somewhat phenomenal. But then we found that the regulation simply wasn't working in the area of environmental protection. And we went into some detail to show why it wasn't working and why it was pretty sad for humans because they were counting on it. So anyway, we used the facilities, say the refineries or the factories, and used the companies that had several refineries in several countries. And that way we could compare the actual output of pollution based on the regulation mode that was being used by the government. And we got some startling results, such as the U.S. legislation in the area was about 10,000 pages long. And the legislation in Sweden, which also had Exxon and Texaco refinery, was 25 pages long. And the refinery and the factories in Sweden were far cleaner than the ones in the U.S. And we were somewhat shocked at how badly the U.S. regulation performed, even though it's much tougher, longer, whatever. And a minister in the Swedish government made a pronouncement in the press when he was talking about the project, said that we Swedes are a bit strange. We're not like the Americans at all. we believe in order to obey the law, you should understand it. Obviously, Americans don't believe that. And that caused quite a bit of dissension in various quarters in the U.S. because they were being made fun of. But nonetheless, we had quite a number of things going on in the project, one of which was a man called Black, chief scientist for Exxon, worked closely with me in the study, and he came out with a paper in 1977 as part of the project on climate change. And he was one of the first to seriously use the word climate change. And he made a presentation to the, shall we say, managers of Exxon that was done in New Jersey. I went with him to the presentation, and he presented climate change and why Exxon had to get out of fossil fuels, why it was crucial. And the audience believed him. It was amazing how the Exxon people were ready to look for other sources of energy. It was quite amazing. And in fact, the CEO of Exxon at the time was really quite interested and began to give some lectures about my work and about Black's work. And so it made a bit of news. Nonetheless, the board of directors at Exxon got very unhappy with him. And I think 4 years later fired him and replaced him with a Texas oil man who thought climate change was a hoax. So then Exxon went off on its trip. And I had similar experiences with some of the other companies. But during the time, we had quite a few people in the companies very much behind the idea that humans were headed for a dead end. And so a pretty grim future if they didn't do something radically different. Anyway,
now here it is re-released, and people can read about those findings and all the things that you've mentioned sprinkled in here in the book, Too Early, Too Late, Now What? And you can get that on Amazon. David, thanks for coming on.
Sure. Now, there's a book underway addressing the Now What, which I think you'd find maybe more interesting.
There you go, Now What, same thing. So look for that. Yeah.
And one more point on that. A major problem that I found in this work is the idea of management. And the major problem with management has to do with the first three letters.
Yeah.
And so I put together a scheme on management, on the urgency of replacing masculine managers with feminine managers. It's quite urgent.
Right, so there you go. Yeah, there you go. Now what? All right, so David, thank you.
You're welcome.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pauti Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. Drinksupertea.com.